Consumers Energy with their big announcement yesterday that they plan to end the use of coal by the year 2025. And we welcome to the program Senior Vice President, Governmental, Regulatory, and Public Affairs. It's a mouthful. Brandon Hoffmeister joins us. Good morning, Brandon.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
Well, big day for consumers. Tell us how it all came about.
Yeah, it's a historic day, really. You know, the coal power has powered Michigan's economy faithfully and reliably and affordably for many decades. And we don't take this decision to exit coal as a generation source lightly. It has a big impact, as you can imagine, for our employees at the facilities up in Bay County and in West Michigan and Ottawa County that are still being used for coal.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as we look and make our plans for the future, we know that we can exit coal safely, affordably, reliably, and move to other cleaner energy resources like renewable energy. We can use natural gas, which we have here in Jackson, as a really clean burning fuel source for the future. And, you know, we feel really great about this plan. You know, our plan that we had 3 years ago was widely hailed nationally as one of the best, most sustainable energy plans anywhere in the country of any utility. And this new plan is cleaner, faster, it's even more reliable, and it's even more affordable for our customers. So we're really proud of what we put together here.
Yeah, that puts the old plan to bed, doesn't it?
It does. It does. It was a big headline. You know, we had planned to run these coal units, one of them until 2040. So we're ramping that 15 years up, which is a really major move for our company. And it's going to be a great one for the whole state.
What are the greatest challenges, Brandon?
You know, I think we, as I said, we don't take this decision lightly, and the impact that it has on communities and the impact that it has on our coworkers. I think it was shocking, frankly, to many of our coworkers and community leaders, particularly in West Michigan yesterday. And so as we move through and think about how we care for them, how we transition those workers to other spots at Consumers Energy, mm-hmm. how we help the communities reimagine what they're going to use those properties for in the future. Those are challenges, but also great opportunities as well. And then we also, you know, this is a plan, and I think many of the listeners understand our business, we're regulated very heavily by the state. And so at this point, the plan is a proposal, mm-hmm. and now we're going to go and file that proposal at the Michigan Public Service Commission, which is our state regulator. And everybody who wants is going to have a chance to have their say on the plan, and that process will take about a year. And so after that, if we get the plan approved, we'll go forward and move ahead. So that's another step in the process as well, is to make sure that people have a chance to, in a transparent way, to have their input on the plan, and then ultimately the state will decide whether it's the best plan for Michigan.
I guess one of the big questions, would those facilities, any of them, be refitted, or will they be shuttered?
Most likely they will be shuttered, and they will be reused. So we've had experience with this in the past.
Mm-hmm.
We've shut down coal plants in Muskegon and down in a community called Luna Pier, which is south of Monroe. And there's a lot of opportunities. So what we'll do is we'll work with the local community leaders in the state, and maybe in the federal government. There's a lot of federal money that is being discussed for coal plant transition work. We'd love to bring that home to Michigan, working collaboratively with our union and with the state and with the local communities. And so, you know, up in Muskegon, the facility is a great port, a deep water port, and they're thinking about how to reuse that for food processing and other industry. Down in Luna Pier, pieces of it are going to be parkland. It's a pretty big property, these properties are. So there's a lot of different opportunities that you can use for these really unique properties. They're right on the lakeshore. And as you know, there's not a whole lot of, they don't keep making Lake Michigan or Lake Huron frontage. So
yeah,
they're really great properties, and we want to work with the local communities to put them to the best use possible.
Mm-hmm. So what would be the next step, or are you in a wait and see until you get approval?
Yeah, well, we're going to go ahead and start planning with the local communities. We're also in discussions with our coworkers to explain to them how we're going to take care of them. I think we owe it to everybody to plan as if this is going to be approved. But the real next step is next week we will formally make a filing with the Public Service Commission, and then that will take, as I said, about a year to kind of go through that process. Where everybody can have their say on the plan. And then presuming that the plan is approved, then we'll move forward. The first units would go offline here in 2023. Those would be up in Bay County. And then in 2025, some units would go offline in West Michigan. And then to help replace that power, we've entered into agreements to purchase existing natural gas plants that are already in Michigan, to help make sure that we've got reliable power, you know, 365 days a year, 24/7. So our plans are to continue to, you know, build solar energy, continue to work with customers to lower their energy usage, and then bring those natural gas assets into our fleet after mm-hmm. the plan gets approved.
Maybe this is inside baseball, but was there something that pushed this plan from 2040 to 2025?
Yeah, you know, we go through this process every couple of years where we make a plan, and the process is intended to be to evolve over time. And, you know, we're seeing the economics of the coal plants continue to be challenged by other sources of energy like natural gas and wind and solar. We're seeing continued environmental pressure from governments, mm-hmm. The Biden administration, the Whitmer administration, even our investors see coal as a financial risk for a company to invest in. So that's a piece of the puzzle. And so there's a lot of different factors that go into these decisions. We don't take them lightly. But as we looked at it holistically, especially with the opportunity to use natural gas plants to affordably and reliably continue to power Michigan, we thought balancing all those different factors, this really was the right plan for Michigan.
What's the bottom line, Brandon, for your customers?
Well, that's the great news, too. Actually, this plan saves money compared to our last plan. So the estimates are that this plan is going to save $650 million versus the plan that we had in place 3 years ago. So not only is it great for the environment, but it's actually great for our customers' pocketbooks as well.
So big day yesterday at Consumers Energy, and certainly we'll keep an eye on the federal regulators to see what they think.
For sure. We appreciate the time, and thanks for letting us share our story today.
Thanks, Brandon. Appreciate it. From Consumers Energy, Brandon Hoffmeister.